all the way today.
Oh, hi, Jacob. It's Tina from Local Splash. I think I just missed your call back.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I've been better. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
It might have been. I got hacked 2 weeks ago, and I had to shut down my account. Actually trying to get a refund for all that. But also had a death and had to go out of the country. I just got back in yesterday evening. So,
oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. While I have you on the phone, though, I had a couple questions as well while I would get this thing kicked back off. I've noticed that everything that y'all have said that y'all are going to do for me in the business hasn't been done. I don't see myself anywhere on Google when you search any of these main words or anything, and I'm just trying to see as well what exactly is being done to get done like y'all said it was going to happen.
Yeah, let me look at your dashboard. Give me a second here.
I haven't had a click. I haven't had a call. I'm like, let me make sure everything's going good like it's supposed to be.
If you recall, in the terms and conditions, we do state that it takes 30 to 45 days for first page placement. So I always tell people that, of course, you'll see activity within your first month because we start programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition. So I'm seeing that that's beginning to happen because on your dashboard, it's showing me that your company has already been found on the first page of Google 99 times and you've had 6 clicks to your website. So the fact that the payment's not going through is probably affecting you a little bit. And here's why, is that Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen that happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you have our service, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that will update your information and refresh your data. And that's how we ensure that you will never fall off the first page. But when an account goes into suspension because of the payment, everything stays active, but the technicians don't do any active programming on it. So what's today, the 27th, and it started failing on the 18th. So that's 9 days of programming that hasn't been completed, you know, because of the glitch with the payment. So, you know, nice thing is that, you know, you're okay. Go ahead.
No. I haven't been able to find it myself in general at any point. So I don't know if I'm looking it up wrong or what exactly, and maybe I'm doing something wrong on my end to be able to find it. I mean, at all. Like I have to look up Holloway today to find it. I don't find it under junk removal or anything else.
Let's see here. Your main category is hauling service, but you should be showing up under the keywords encompassing that too. So I think that the only reason that you're not showing right now is just because of the algorithm updates that has taken place over the last 9 days, which, you know, we can get that all up to speed for you. That's not a problem. But what I can also do is once the payment's up to speed is I can push the next billing out 30 days. So that way you wouldn't have to worry about having a payment maybe at the end of the month and then having another one on the 18th. That's 2 payments that are too close together, right? So I could collect the past due and then I could push the next one out 30 days. That way you won't experience any missed time. You know, the technicians will catch up on those updates that were missed out on and then you get another full month of service.
Okay, what? I'm gonna be honest with you, Tina. I think you're beating around the bush here.
Really? How come? I don't want to come across that way. I'm sorry, but no, I'm not.
Well, no, I feel like the, like I said, I haven't seen, I've been looking every other day as far as being able to see it on Google whenever I try to Google different words and phrases, and I haven't been able to see it at all. So I don't think the 9-day thing is the reason why I can't find it now. I'll go ahead and I'll pay that and see what happens from there. But I really have not been really satisfied as far as what I'm getting from y'all. But I'm going to go ahead and pay that and I'll try to give it in a couple more months.
You will be. I'm confident you're going to be 100% satisfied because we have a 97% retention rate with our clients because nobody cancels on profit. You just have to give it a little bit more time and you're going to start seeing things, you know, coming to full fruition. So thank you for giving it that opportunity because, you know, I always tell people that, you know, if you give it the time, then it's going to be well worth your while. So let me look here. For the new card, Jacob, is it still the same billing address on Deborah Drive?
Correct.
Or did that change?
No. The billing address is the same.
Okay.
So then... I'm looking at my bank right here. It looks like I got double charged for my expenses when I was out of country.
Oh.
All right, so all I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to run by the bank real quick and deposit some money in there. Are you going to be around in 30 minutes?
Yeah, or if you like, I can just update the card now and process it in an hour or so.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
You want to do that? Okay, yeah. So go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
It is 4005.
Okay.
7104.
Okay.
0006.
Got it.
1181.
Okay. Expiration?
0825.
And the code on the back?
874.
Okay. Now, once this processes in an hour or so, I will push the next billing out to October 27th, so you get that full month. And then I also saw a note on your account, something regarding your Google guarantee.
Yeah, so when I signed up for that, I went on the IRS website to get this EIN number or something you asked for. And I paid the $300 for that, and they haven't sent it back to me. They tell me it takes 2 to 4 days, and they are dragging their feet. I've emailed them twice since. I haven't got a response. So
you're just waiting for that EIN number?
Whatever EIN number, whatever y'all ask for. That's the only thing, and they're dragging their feet, so I guess I'm just going to be out that money. Can you get that out of my bank?
No, the lead fees, they won't start at all until the application is complete and you give us the green light to start them. So you don't have to worry about that. And that $250 application fee, it stays in there. That's a one-time fee. So let's say that, you know, life happens, you had a death, you were out of the country, IRS is dragging the feet with the number, and let's say that 6 months from now you circle back to it and you say, hey, Tina, I want to start those leads. What they'll do is you still have that application fee that was paid, so you don't have to pay that again. So whenever you're ready, you just call us, and we just finish the application, and we start the leads rolling for you again.
Okay, I thought that was a...
Makes sense?
Yeah, I thought it was a monthly charge or something.
No, that's just a one-time application fee, and then once the leads start, you just pay per lead. It's an excellent program. A lot of people are not having it available in their area or their category. So if you have it available in your area and you do eventually get, you know, what's needed from the IRS, you can call us and we will, you know, we'll get it completed for you. Or I don't know because Ivan didn't put a note in here what he needed. He just put that he contacted you regarding the application. So if you want, I could have him reach out to you again and see if there's any way that you can get around that number that the IRS is dragging their feet on. You know, maybe there's another document that they can use in lieu of that just to get this, you know, completed for you.
Okay, yeah. I was out of the country when he called as well. I think I got a voicemail from him also. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yep. Okay, so I'll put a note in here to have him, and when I send that message over, he'll call you within one business day. So more than likely, it'll be today, but if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
All right, awesome. Thank you, Tina.
All right, you're welcome, Jacob. Have a good week.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye.